Across the channel, 30 out of 37 senior executives of Total, the French oil giant, on trial in 2003 to 2004, were convicted of taking kickbacks and embezzlement. The evidence also made clear that Total, despite privatization, remained a principal arm of French intelligence for information and skullduggery in former French colonial Africa. The outraged judge who presided over the trial, Eva Joly, wrote a book entitled Is This the World We Want? About institutional corruption in the French Republic. Indeed, throughout Asia, Africa, and Latin America, the oil industry is so routinely associated with political corruption that the International Monetary Fund actually captioned research on one emerging African oil supplier, Escaping the Curse of Oil? Not surprisingly, political and global forces also kept escalating the oil industry's ties to the U.S. presidency. In 1992, two of the three White House contenders were Texans. For all the billions that Ross Perot made in computers, after his 1988 sale of electronic data systems to General Motors, he diversified into real estate and oil and gas. The 1996 election, for its part, seemed to offer nary an oil man, but 2000's Republican ticket, Texas Governor George W. Bush and Halliburton Chief Executive Dick Cheney, was all oil. Two ex-oil company presidents on the same slate. Absolutely unprecedented, even if it had sidestepped being all Texan. Enterprising journalists found another petroleum connection to the Democratic nominee, two-term Vice President Albert Gore. Washington Post columnist David Ignatius frowned at the bizarre prospect of a presidential campaign in which three of the four candidates have intimate personal links to the oil business. Drawing on accounts of the Gore family, he told how Albert Gore Sr., as a Tennessee congressman in the 1950s, had taken a substantial profit from a cattle breeding partnership arranged by Occidental Petroleum chairman Armand Hammer. After Gore Sr. left the Senate, Hammer made him chairman of Island Creek Coal, an Occidental subsidiary. The Gore connection, some believed, helped to constrain the FBI from investigating Hammer's controversial relationship with the Soviet Union. On taking up the Tennessee Senate seat, the younger Gore also took up the Occidental relationship. He received more than $300,000 through the early 1990s, his largest source of income outside his congressional salary, from a land deal his father had made with Hammer in 1973. End of Disc 2.